Radio.
Did I hear that right? No weekday breakfast is this dull. thank you, Martin Seeger, for coming up with a juicy new jingle. Good morning. It is the full Totnes Breakfast Show on this fine Devon day. I don't often say that, do I? I say it all the time. The big news is Totnes starting to embrace yourself because Mr. Peter Shearn... Do you know? Peter, come in. Peter, are you all right? Oh, good God. He's making ice cream. Oh, God. No, Peter, please, no. Not that. Not gelatin.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast,
wow,
the ghouls all came from their humble abodes,
wow,
to get a jolt from my electrodes.
He did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Wow.
The zombies were having fun.
The soup, wow.
The party had just begun.
The soup, wow.
The guests included Wolfman,
the soup, wow,
Dracula and his son.
Wow.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Wow.
Were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Wow.
Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring.
Wow.
Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
Wow. Wow.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Wow.
Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the...
Did you have the most amazing Halloween parties out there in Totnes and Dartington? I hope so. I wonder what Peter Shearn got up to. I bet he was dressed up as a ghoulie. I bet he was wandering around the streets of Totnes and frightening everybody. He doesn't even have to wear a mask. People are so scared. Anyway, that was, of course, Bobby Boris Pickett and Monster Mash. Especially going out to all of you who had a fabulous time with pumpkins, etc. We're going on to screaming goats now. Well, we should be. No, I think we will.
Yeah.
Let's have some screaming goats. This is going out to Sound Dart listeners everywhere. Watch out!
Yeah.
I think we've had enough of screaming goats. Cotton and Gin, they were the performers in Screaming Goats, but I think that's far too scary for a Monday morning, isn't it? But we are keeping a Halloween theme, and we've got Andrew Gold in focus at 8:20 this morning. that will give me nightmares forever, I think. But seriously, the big news is, and hang on, brace yourselves, everybody. Mr. Peter Shearn is coming back. I told you he wouldn't be able to stay away. So he's coming back, and so is Johan, the gelati man. So he's coming to the show for the first time, going to share the load, as they say. And I'll be doing Wednesdays as a regular focus for me. So that's nice, isn't it? So there'll be three of us on the breakfast show. That can only spell fun. Do you think? I think so. Do you not think so?
Sound Art Radio.
It's the full gift, it's the full gift, it's the full gift.
This is very professional.
It's the full gift, it's the full gift. Darkness breakfast.
My little mic went floating away. I don't really know where it's gone to. I'll have to get Martin on the... Oh, no, there it is. That's fine. No, I was got confused.com. So, yes, to those just tuning in to 102.5, as Martin said, just minutes before the show, we live in a madhouse, and we truly do. We've got trousers up here in the bedroom and Hero, and they're currently fighting in a kind of play fight sort of way. So it's fun for them. Not so much for us, but that's okay. So today we're going to be featuring artist... Andrew Gold, in a kind of the spirit of Halloween, is stamped all over this Totnes breakfast show. So I hope that's okay with you. And if you're still in the party mode and you've got, I don't know, ghosty face when you look in the mirror this morning, that's good. And if your pumpkins are still lit, even better. So we'll have, oops, Martin Seeger on weather and traffic. And what's on? So he's going to be joining us shortly. And we'll have Susie David with a report from the seaweed. It's all go. Now, let's see what happened to Time. Yes, Time Warp tried to start, didn't you? Time Warp? Go back to school. So here we are. We've got a bit of Time Warp for you.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left. your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to time. Where is the velvet dust? It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dreamy, or fantasy free me. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under.
Time Warp, Rocky Horror Show.
To the left.
We all have to play that. Are you dancing? The dogs are. I feel like this is a really full-on breakfast party. I'm dancing. Martin's looking very weatherish. He's dancing too. Well, that's lovely, Rocky Horror Show. Thank you so much for that. Now, Martin's been very, very busy, you know, really busy with more jingles. So this is his weather jingle. So thank goodness Peter didn't come back and say, look, out of my position, you all fired me, Susie, David, Martin, Trousers, Hero, Ralph, Teapot, the cat, Egg, the cat, all fired. At least he had the good grace to let me have one day. What's the weather? This is why he wants to sack me. What's the weather out there in Tartiness? Yeah, baby. Okay, what's the weather? Hey, Martin, what's the weather? What's the weather like?
It's often showery this week, but winds are easing down.
Oh my God, thank God for that. No more onions.
Yes, a day of sunny spells and blustery showers. Some heavy with hail and thunder, most frequent in the west during the morning, but becoming quite widespread for a time this afternoon. Well, that looks very different to what I'm seeing, which is very brilliant sunshine. But, you know, still quite windy, so I suppose look out for that. There's been loads of rain. I'm sure you heard it in the night time, so do watch out for, you know, localised flooding and some trees and all that kind of thing. So there we go. And I'm staying watch out again, aren't I?
I've been ticked off for saying watch out.
He's a watch out man. But I like that music. It's quite jaunty, isn't it? We need a bit of that, bit of Jauntsville. Did I scare you with my singing? I hope so. Because we're keeping the theme of madness. Now, oh, there she is. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, hang on a sec. Yeah, I got it. But how come it's... All right, okay. No, we've done that. No, it's... You know, I've got the right... That's right, sorry. It's one of those seamless shows, you know? Here we are. Traffic.
Well, of course, half term is over and everyone's back to school, so I'm afraid all the local hotspots are going to be busy again, I'm sure. So as you're heading off to school or to work, I think it's all going to be so much more busy. As I mentioned just now, the weather, do be careful of the odd fallen trees and browse and all the rest of it.
And what?
Bows.
I thought you said blouse.
Blouse. Well, they may have fallen after last night.
I thought, watch out, missus, your blouse is about
to be. I probably did say that by mistake. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, it's a good morning, isn't it? But yeah,
we didn't even go to a party. We were in bed early.
We didn't at all.
So can't even say it's that.
I haven't got anything very specific on the roads that's nearby. I mean, there's a few things on the A3, 880 and that kind of thing. But in terms of course, trains, unfortunately, there was this crash in Salisbury last night. So a Devon-bound train went into another one in Salisbury. Only 12 people minorly injured, apparently no serious injuries. But what it has meant is that rail line going through Salisbury is completely shut until the end of tomorrow. So if you've got any routes planned heading up towards London, perhaps, or whatever, going via Salisbury, that route isn't going to work at all. But apparently they're doing a limited service, so do check it out in advance. I imagine the route to Paddington is probably okay. There we go.
Thank you so much, Martin Seeger. Now, I'm just flagging up that Hero needs to be looked at because he seems to be chewing something. The last time he was chewing something, basically, it's the Tibetan bowl wooden implement that he had. Oh, God, he's not. Oh, no. Has he destroyed it? No. No, there were there's a few too many bits and pieces around and about. So, yes, he destroyed, partially destroyed the implement of... Tibetan bowl. Anyway, right. We thank you, Martin, for that. Let's have a bit of psycho. Do you think psycho? That was mighty scary, wasn't it? We nearly had a bit of a sort of incident here with Hero chewing the wooden little disc from a toy that he found. Honestly, you can't get the staff or the pets or anything. Now, I promise you, tomorrow we'll be back to normal. We'll have a guest. It will be slick. You won't hear any... It's quite Halloween, isn't it? So we're going to be featuring a new Andrew Gold. Meantime, I think we should have the Damn It, Janet. I think so, don't you?
Hey, Janet.
Yes, Brad.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
River was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet. I love you. The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet. there's a fire in my heart and you fan it,
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it,
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Here's a ring to prove that I'm no joker. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. Oh, J-A-N-E-T, I love you so.
Oh, it's nicer than Betty Monroe had.
A rat.
Now we're engaged and I'm so glad that you met Mom and you know Dad.
Oh, Brad.
In his science examine,
Janet.
Made me give you the eye and then panic,
Janet.
Now I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it, Janet.
Oh, Janet, Brad loves Janet. You that's Janet. More from the Rocky Horror Show. It was so good. It is so good. Marvellous. Thank you, Janet and Brad and everyone else who participated in that marvellous Halloween tune. Now, we're going to be featuring Ghostbusters, Don't Scream, and In Our Haunted House. So sit back, enjoy your cornflakes or whatever breakfast you have succumbed to. And here we go. Bit of Ghostbusters.
fade, no ghost.
The guy has no head.
Who cares if that corpse is alive again and crawling out of the grave? What do you care if the candle's moving by itself? There's no reason to panic.
Like a haunted house.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Welcome, boys. Come right in.
Please come in. You're welcome here. Mind the cobwebs and the bowl. May we invite you to spend the night. Make yourself at home. Step this way, here's the living room.
No, dead room is actually more correct.
'Cause there hasn't been a living soul here since Grandpa broke his neck. In our haunted house, we'll treat you like one of us. But in our haunted house, that could be hazardous. Browse around the kitchen, have a spoon, a fork, a knife. You must excuse those ketchup stains. We ate someone last night. Here is your big bedroom, dears. You'll love the creaky bed. You'll sleep just fine, but when you wake, you still may feel half dead. In our haunted house, the butler is a ghost. The upstairs maid's been buried for years,
and the chauffeur's comatose.
In our
take poison in your tea.
Don't let the spider webs mess up your head. Don't mind the piano playing with no one there. The crumbling bookshelves covered with dust. One or two headless bodies, what's all the fuss? The dreadful, the screams and moans. It's just a typical night at home.
In our haunted house, things grow through the walls. You might see signs that chill the soul. Be sure to wear a shawl.
We'd love you to come in. Stay a while and play.
Once you finally settle in,
you'll never go away. We'll make sure of that.
Thank you.
sorry, got carried away laughing so much. That was Andrew Gold, our focused artist of today, rather sort of Halloweeny, do you think? So three of his top pieces of music. I thought they were all really super good and really got me in the mood for partying. But of course, it's too late. Halloween is finished. This is just the breakfast show to give you a bit of heart. You'll be, honestly, tomorrow we'll be back to normal. Well, we'll try. I don't think we will. Will we be ever back to normal? I doubt it.
Don't be sullen, Julie Mullins on. It's true, she's live again. No weekday breakfast's ever dull on 102.5 FM. 102.5 FM.
Sever Duller is what I hear, so that's also very Halloweeny. Let's hear it again. Let's analyse this.
Julie Mullins on. It's true, she's live again.
Live again.
No weekday breakfast, Sever Duller. 102.5 FM. 102.5 FM.
Now, to my mind, he's saying that it's dull. We'll have to see. We'll have to send him to the headmaster. That's Mr. Seeger telling us what's what. Here is a little bit of Electric Light Orchestra before we get the what's on and also a bit of our seaweed.
Thank you.
Wow, I love the Electric Light Orchestra. That was absolutely smashing. Love the variety in that. It started off really spooky and then it got really funky and guitar-y and wowza. Amazing. Electric Light Orchestra from their album Face the Music. So that brings us up rather beautifully to our seaweed goddess giving us the what's happening there by the sea. Let's see what she's got to say. So come on, Susie David, speak up. Eh?
The sea is cascading white foam up onto the beach here at Butter Bay, or Bottom Bay, as I like to call it. I'm walking along the high tide line. You can probably hear the crashing waves in the background. Hold on, I'm going to let you hear a bit more. Listen to this. They're big waves. And I've just been doing my impersonation of From Here to Eternity, but on my own. It's running out of the way of a wave. They're quite big, it's high tide, the sun's shining on the surface of the sea, it looks like metal or mercury. It's very beautiful. Lots of white horses, and there are storm cells going around the bays, lots of rain clouds. Blurring, just like a constable rain sketch across the bay, and the waves are smashing against the rocks with quite a force, leaping up into the air as they shatter. The waves aren't, the rocks aren't moving at all, apart from a few landslide bits up on the cliff. Under the cliff there are quite a few landslides, so people should stay away from the cliffs after these heavy rains. Beneath me is just found a broom that's been washed up by the tide. I think it must have been left behind by some witch. I'm going to take a photograph and post it so you can see it. It's quite extraordinary, a broken broom, as if some witch has just thought, well, that's old, tossed it away and thrown it into the sea. Luckily, it's all biodegradable. All made of wood and some sort of vegetable matter. I'm going to photograph it and send it to you. Okay, bye.
Fantastic, from Susie David. And I think I know who that broom belongs to. Oh, dear God. It's the witch. What's on, Martin? Can you kind of basically get us into a more of a frame of normality?
Well, yes, Halloween is over. It is actually over.
Look how I'm continuing it.
Okay, yeah, well, it's a lovely sunny day, so I think get down to the beach if you can. For those of you who are not working today.
Or do your work at the beach.
Do your work at the beach, why not? But yeah, certainly evening, I'm having a look at Ashburton Arts, and in fact, they've got Henrik Jensen's Followed by 13. They're on at 7:30 tonight. It's looks like jazz. Yeah, double bass, Esben Chava on piano, and Mark Vitlam on drums. Henrik Jensen's the double bass player. They're an ensemble of musicians at the top of their game who deeply respect each other's individual merits and sensitively represent each part. So that's on tonight. I think I'll do it by venue. I'll just mention that also at Ashburton on Friday, we've got Kate Westbrook and the Granite Band. She looks good, actually. Kate Westbrook acknowledges no musical boundaries. Her distinctive theatrically charged vocal style has won her an international reputation. Blah, 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 blah. So that sounds good. And they've got the Jonathan G Trio on Saturday the 6th.
So really jazzy.
Really jazzy this week for Ashburton, yeah. And then looking elsewhere, look at Dartington Hall. A lot of films are around African-American issues, it looks like, actually. We've got Summer of Soul on tonight. We've got, very exciting. We've got The New Dune. So that's, no, it isn't. This is another. Something else. It's called Jodorowsky's Dune. Ah, I should have read more about this. In 1975, Chilean director Alejandro Jodorowsky began work on his most ambitious project yet, a grand mystical adaptation of Frank Herbert's classic sci-fi novel that was poised to change cinema forever. But what happened next? So that's on tonight. And tomorrow night, Peer Kids. And tomorrow night, The Stuart Hall Project. And No Time to Die, back again on the 5th. So if you missed that first time round, you can go there. Barrel House coming up on Friday. We've got Harbottle and Jonas, who I can't recommend enough. They're fantastic on Friday. And on Saturday, the spirit of Halloween hasn't left them. We've got the Mexican Night of the Dead Ball on Saturday night. So that's coming up at the Barrel House.
Is that ticketed?
That's ticketed, yes. So
how much is that?
Let's have a look. Let's look at the details of that one. And it is £15 in advance.
So I bet that's going to be amazing.
But I think that should be good fun. So that's on coming up this Saturday night. Advance warning of that one. But I think that's what's on at the minute.
Fantastic. Thank you, Martin. I think you've somehow brought us all back to normality. Don't you? I feel like there's a sort of somber...
In a good way.
No, that witch got really completely carried away. Susie David, thank you for that amazing report. Martin, thank you for your amazing report of what's on. That's the owl coming to sort of be kind and sweet to us. Let's have a little bit of White Rabbits.
Turn around. It's an awful sight. Lay your guard down. It's an awful sight. You turn around. It's an awful sight. Lay your guard down. It's an awful sight. It's not an awful sight. It's an awful sight. You turn around. It's not an awful sight.
And that's from their album Milk Famous, White Rabbits. It's frightening. Ooh, like that. It's the sort of music I play, just going crazy on the piano. Now, no celebration on a Monday would be complete for Halloween if we didn't have a little bit of the music from Silence of the Lambs, even though I absolutely hated that film. It was far too scary, but I don't mind because I can't recall. It's decided not to play that. Okay. Well, it seems because it's our Halloween party that the powers that be want you to listen to this, called Surpriser by Goblin. very atmospheric, isn't it? Suspira, not surprise, Suspira by Goblin. Isn't it funny about the clocks and all that, getting this extra hour? So really, in the olden days, it would be 9:53 now. But it's 8:53. It feels a little bit more doable, doesn't it? Not having to get out of bed. Well, it's all psychological, isn't it, in your mind. So we will play The Moth for you. Here it is. This is from The Silence of the Lambs. See if you can remember what was happening. I really couldn't watch that film. I did, but I was mainly hiding behind the sofa. Definitely a bit terrified. I think I can sort of vaguely remember what was going on. Anyway, that piece of music, written by Howard Shore, performed by the Munich Symphony Orchestra from Silence of the Lambs, and the piece of music was called The Moth. Ooh, ooh, hasn't it been scary? It's been sort of fun and scary and silly. You remember how we started it? Do you remember about Peter Schoen coming back? Oh, Peter, what are you doing making coffee again for the breakfast people? Who are your guests, Peter, going to be? Who are your guests? When are you coming on, Peter? What about the man from the gelati store? It's true, honestly, they're coming to your shore, to your 102.5 FM. Probably from next week, I don't know. All will be revealed from Peter Schoen. Meantime, it just leaves me to say thank you so much for listening to the maddest show that we could come up with in celebration of Halloween. And it's still going on in Totnes. Saturday, buy your tickets for the ball at the Barrow House. So thank you to Martin Seeger. For all the fantastic sort of information about our weather, which is sensational today, and the traffic news. Plus, thank you so much to our glorious seaweed goddess, Susie David, for bringing us right there, right in the minute. If you can't make the beach today, she actually took us to the beach. It's been me, Julie Mullen, with you for 1 hour, and I'll be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. See you then. Bye. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the Monster Mash.
Out from his coffin Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the
monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Morty sent you. Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can
monster mash. Ooh. He's Igor, you impetuous young boy.
We'll cut a show.